This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
You said last week that you have the Epstein files on your desk. When can we see them and what's taking so long to release them?
I do. Jesse, there are well over, this will make you sick, 200 victims, 200. So we have over 250, actually. So we have to make sure that their identity is protected and their personal information. But other than that, I think tomorrow, you know, the personal information of victims. Other than that, I think tomorrow, Jesse, breaking news right now, you're going to see some Epstein information being.
Yeah. In Kyiv, Ukraine, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. Along the southern border, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. At the White House, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. In St. Louis, Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
Tell me where in the world is
Griff Jenkins. He's not on Epstein Island, we know that, right?
Griff. Yeah, that's right. I can confirm Griff Jenkins' name will not show up on a flight log aboard the Lolita Express, as it was called, flying to that island. But look, buckle up and get your popcorn ready. It's quite clear in that teaser from AG Pam Bondi to Jesse last night that we could see some shocking stuff and certainly names, which, you know, if some names shock us, it'll put a lot of scrutiny on those individuals to clearly explain why they were at that island and what they were doing there. And it's really fascinating. Like, as I've kind of been laying this out this morning, this is also one of those promises made, promises kept situations, because my great colleague Rachel Campos Duffy, who anchors the weekend Fox and Friends, it all started when then candidate Trump was pressed by her, "Will you release Epstein info if elected?" And he indicated he was open to it. Then, of course, you know, he last month signed the executive order calling on agencies like DOJ, FBI to release secret documents, not only on Epstein, but JFK and MLK. And now we know, in fact, Congresswoman Anna Paulina Luna posted a letter last night saying that she's gotten a letter back from the DOJ saying they're going to do this. And this morning, Senator Marsha Blackburn, who on the Senate side was hounding Bondi and now Cash Patel for these Epstein records, is saying that she's excited that we're getting to see it, and that this is only to whatever we get today. We don't have a timeline for it. Could come any moment. Could come while I'm talking to you. But this will be a phase one release, and then there's more to come out.
I have to say, the reaction is going to be epic. But one of my favorite clips I've seen so far on Facebook, it was a clip from Forrest Gump when he starts his long run, and it said Tom Hanks as they start to release this list. Now, I don't know if he's on there or not, but there's been a lot of speculation that a lot of names that are going to surprise us took that airplane ride to Epstein Island.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we shall see if Run, Forrest, Run shows up there or not.
I don't know.
It highlights, Mark, there's so much speculation around it. And, you know, I was talking with Kayleigh McEnany on Outnumbered last week, and we were talking about, you know, the release of this stuff, and there's speculation around Epstein, but also the JFK and MLK secret documents. And it has one interesting thing that hopefully will be a takeaway with our Gen Z folks and our younger viewers, which is they've grown up and only lived in this era of speculation rife on social media and TikTok and everywhere else. They're actually going to see, wow, actually, this Trump administration, this president, actually let me see the actual facts. It may go a long way in sort of in a sort of, you know, separate, I guess you would say, it restores, if you will, some public confidence among younger voters in the transparency of their government.
I just hope that there's actually meat to these files, because we were told they'd be releasing the JFK stuff, which they did, right? Or at least the initial part of it, but it didn't really have much. There was so much of it that was redacted. So I feel like there's all this buildup and this hype, and we think we're going to see all this juicy stuff, and then it's kind of like womp womp.
Oh, Kim, you're in nothing's good enough for you.
That's right.
You raise a great point. And, you know, look, it's highly likely, if Marsha Blackburn's getting out there telling me already that it's just a phase one release and more is coming, that sort of, you know, maybe padding that it won't be as bombshelly as we'd like it. But she also, in the same breath, told me that, look, this is going to allow us to start breaking apart this, you know, global sex trafficking ring worth billions of dollars in business to Epstein. And as she said, you know, get some justice for these victims, these young girls that were, you know, abused. What's unclear is kind of how this will impact Ghislaine Maxwell, who you remember was sentenced to 20 years for her role in covering up and
right,
coordinating these girls for Epstein. We're not sure what that may do, and whether you could see maybe a domino effect that could compel her black book to get out there.
Well, I'm not asking you to speculate on this, but my thought on it is that Maxwell has kind of sacrificed herself, because you would think she had enough dirt on anybody. She could have turned state's witness and probably reduced her criminal time if she had released some of these names. Why was the Biden administration so set on protecting the people on this list? I mean, there's so many questions here.
That raises a great question. And, you know, she did take the fall, clearly. You know, allowing yourself to go to jail for 20 years is pretty much taking the fall in my book. But what we don't know is what her motivation for taking that fall was.
Yeah.
For all we know, and this adds to the speculation, Mark Cox style, is did she fear for her life?
I mean,
remember, there's a lot of questions remaining about whether or not Epstein did commit suicide in 2019. Then you get to 2022, that's when Maxwell gets busted and takes the fall. And so, you know, the release of these names, while it will certainly be very sensational for the public appetite, you wonder whether it does put anyone in danger. And certainly the repeated disclaimers that they're trying to protect the names and identities of the victims, nothing could be more important.
I mean, that just tells you how high profile some of the names are. She would, if she ever ratted anybody out, she would have to go into the witness protection program, and
sure,
that might not even be enough.
Well, and the thing you have to assume, and maybe this is wrong, but everything about that guy was icky. I mean, that picture he had of Bill Clinton in a blue dress in his mansion in New York. We don't know what went on in that island, but you know, people weren't just going there to sun themselves on the beach. That seems fairly obvious.
Yeah, look, if it were just to get some sun, R&R, and take a dip in the pool and put your toes in the sand, he would have just opened up an Epstein hotel.
Yes.
But he didn't, you know? He was taking private, powerful individuals there, and so, you know, I don't know what we're going to find out. But one thing is for sure, that if it drops sometime here today, and we think it could come at any time, I'm going to get whisked on the air right away to talk about it. So you'll see me struggling to process what we're getting in real time.
I'll be watching the breaking news, Griff. We certainly appreciate it, my friend. Hi, Tom.
Sounds good.
Yep. Have a good time.
Sounds good, guys. Stay tuned. Get your popcorn ready.
We will do it. Thank you. Griff Jenkins, live there in D.C., ready to get his hands on the Epstein client list, or not client list, I guess list of people who were at the island.
So let's just say that, first of all, in this first round, I think it would be far less high-profile names that would be
you do?
Listed. Yeah.
People I think that are going to release the list.
The whole thing?
Well, I mean...
If
some of the people on the list are victims, you're not going to see those names.
No.
But unless they're perceived to have been a victim of what happened there, the public deserves to know. And,
no, they do
and
deserve
then,
it
And then
to
let
know,
the
yeah.
Hollywood star or the rap star or the
former president.
Country music star or former president, let them have to go on camera and explain why they were there. Because we know he went there and kept underage girls there for sex parties. Why else were you there? You weren't there to negotiate a business deal. You could have done that in his house in New York.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just think that release it all and, you know, damn the torpedoes, so to speak.
I want them to release it all. I'm just not holding my breath on that. But what happens? Like, if we see Bill Clinton's name on
was it
Prince Harry? Which one of the, wasn't it Prince Harry? One of the princes. Like, this isn't just the United States. Like,
no,
this... Was it Carl?
No, it was
you
the
would
oldest
know.
Guy.
The
it was
William?
The older brother.
Prince William?
No, it was the Andrew. Brother. Andrew.
Oh, Andrew. Okay. Yeah, I get them all confused.
Not the kids.
Not,
these are people our age.
This
like,
is
still,
the king's
this
brother.
This is like worldwide. This has impacts. And oh my gosh, people are going into hiding right now. If they have a bunker and they paid the thousands of dollars we've discovered that people are paying for some of these underground bunkers,
mm-hmm.
they're going there right now.
Wow.
Do you think any names are still going to be protected?
You got to wonder what if one of them's like a cabinet member now or something.
Right.
I mean, I don't know that. I'm just throwing that out there.
Can you imagine if Trump's name was on that?
Maybe that's why the
there are pictures
Biden was protecting them. These were donors or something.
I didn't vote for Trump because he's a stand-up guy. The dude has done some slimy stuff. I would never tell my children to look up to that man. Now, do I think he's a good president and can run the country well? Absolutely. But that guy has made some serious.
He's done some gross things.
He had his own plane. He didn't need a ride.
But well, he didn't. Go to. There's no evidence he went there, but we'll see whose name is on there. Stay tuned. That could be the lead story here on the Annie Fry Show at noon, if indeed that breaks this morning, or certainly on the Kilmeade Show, which is coming up next.
Get more at 971talk.com.